garden.
Okay.
And Rachel?
Keel Woods.
Keel Woods.
Okay.
Any more? Okay.
Let me tell you about a couple of my special places. Phil, if you click along the slide. There we go.
That, although you don't really see it, is on top of a mountain.
That was Moel Hebog in Wales last year. And the next one, please, Phil. And there's the beach. Always a good place to be, beside the beach. Especially when it's quiet, when you can be alone, when you can just chill out, when you can just relax. A special place is a great thing to have indeed. It's that place where we feel safe and where we feel secure. And in his ministry, Jesus often liked to withdraw from the crowds. He spent so much of his time surrounded by loads of other people, all coming to him, all asking questions, all wanting something for him. And he needs space. He needs time. He needs a place to pause and reflect. And in our story today, Jesus gets his peace, his special place, by going up a mountain. But this time, he doesn't go up alone. He takes three of his disciples with him. And in that special place, he is transfigured. Suddenly, his clothes are shining white. Suddenly, he's talking with two other people, Moses and Elijah. And the disciples who were with him are completely wonderstruck by everything that's happened. Who is Jesus now? Why is he shining like this? Why is he talking with these people? What's going on? And they realize that this is a really special event in the ministry of Jesus. Suddenly, his glory is revealed. It is revealed to them, these three very special people, that Jesus is truly the Son of God. And he tells them afterwards, don't go and tell anybody about what we've been doing just now. Don't tell them yet. Now's not the time. The time to tell everybody about it comes later. But for now, this special moment is for you alone. I'm sure throughout our lives we've all had different times or different experiences when we've encountered Jesus. Sometimes it can come in a bright flashing light. Sometimes it comes when we're in a special place and we just stop, maybe we pray and we're still and we let God speak to us. And sometimes we're just overcome with that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling as though someone so special to us is being really close to us. And so often we want to repeat that moment. We want it to repeat over and over again. But quite often it doesn't. But whatever those experiences you've had of encounter with God, they're special to you. And they're a real support in the difficult times. In the times when it feels that God doesn't answer our prayers. In the times when sometimes it feels that that relationship is perhaps not quite what we want it to be. But God is always there. God doesn't go away. God is always saying, you're special. You're special because I love you. You're special because I created you. So think in your minds about those experiences that you have and treasure them. Now I'm going to ask some people today here. Mim, perhaps you and Lexi might start handing these out, please. If you take them to the end of the rows and if you pass them down. And on this little piece of paper for you to take away with you today is a picture of a mountain with the sun shining at the top, just as a reminder that it's a really special place. And that's yours to take away with you this morning. And when you're saying your prayers this week, why not try and imagine for yourself where you are on that mountain today? Are you at the top having that encounter with Jesus?
Are you still struggling to climb up the slopes? Whereabouts are you? Perhaps you want to share that experience with a friend. But keep your mountain card handy with you this week. Every day this week, why not ask yourself, what moments of closeness to God are you experiencing? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you smelling? What are you tasting? What are those things that bring you closer to God? And maybe those experiences that you have, those times of encounter, will help you to change your position on the mountain. Sometimes we go up, sometimes we go down. But a mountain is a very special place to be because it's the place set apart for encounter. So wherever your special place is, enjoy being there. Enjoy being in the presence of God and allow God to speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Phil, if you